are back with Gophers Get a Grip.
We are pumped and excited. We just finished the Christmas special live stream.
How'd that go?
It went really well.
Good.
Yeah, quite a bit of people watched it. Around 100 unique views.
I sat in the back and watched it on the dad's phone.
I ran all the slides.
Patrick ran the entire event.
Nice.
So if the event was smooth, it was Patrick.
But if it wasn't, it was also Patrick.
I started Waylon too soon.
What was your guys' favorite part?
Makeup. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, yours was pretty good.
Mary Ann Bright.
Yeah, Mary Ann Bright.
Mary Ann Bright's pretty cute. The stories.
Bright Mary.
Very well.
And
the dancing's Bright good. The puppet Mary. Show's pretty good. Everyone liked the puppet show. Everyone liked the ornament section. That was pretty good too. Got some nice feedback on both the movies.
They're good.
So what's next now?
It's the month of February. I think we're gonna focus on Fabiola stuff. It's like stuff that needs to happen. We've just been putting off since just waiting for the live stream to happen so we can tackle them. We're gonna have a mood meeting, I guess. It's like a concept art mood meeting, kind of on how sets are coming along as far as what they should look like and stuff like that. Also, we're gonna have a development leading meeting with the team. And then also another meeting we need to plan is a audition. We've got some more girl auditions coming up. Everyone's kind of excited to do some character development. I think we're gonna try to incorporate script run-throughs and character development in the same sort of thing. We'll see how that goes. Also, we need to work on getting investments, so that's another thing we have to tackle.
Hey, Becca, what's going on in your life?
Really keeping the RSSs all lined up for the blog posts lined up.
Nice.
And school.
School, yeah, that's good. How about you, Patrick?
Got my first paycheck from the Black Mirror funeral home.
Nice.
Nice. I heard you have like the next 3 weeks planned out over
yep.
there.
Got two funerals next week and I think one the following week.
What are you up to, Michael?
Working. I got Mondays off now because we're slow. I am working on finishing up some classes that I need finished up before I am able to apply for the sheriff office.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I'm just working on that and working in the art department.
It's funny because when we cast people, most of the girls say something like, "Can't wait to learn more about this character and delve more into what this, you know, what makes the character tick." And the guys usually ask, "What should my facial hair be like?"
Most Roman men, noble and in the military, were clean shaven.
I wanted to ask you this. Is Fabiola in more scenes than Fulvius, or is Fulvius more scenes than Fabiola?
Fulvius is actually the main character.
So then why isn't it called Fulvius?
We decided to call it Fabiola so that people who had read the book would know what the story is about. Because if you named it Fulvius, people wouldn't really associate it with the book. So we decided to name it Fabiola just for the book reasons, but actually she is character number 3. Two other people talk more or in the movie more often than she is.
Is it Fulvius and Sebastian?
It's Fulvius and Corvinus, and then it's Fabiola, and then it's
Sierra
and then Sebastian. Guys. Yep, the two bad guys are in it most. It's actually a manly movie. It's not a sword and sandal, but it's way more in that category than some other things. It's named, having a feminine title is kind of hard to get that audience, the guys interested. It's kind of Grizzly Grizzel when you're like,
yeah, that's what you
Grizzly
Grizzel,
and all of a sudden you're like trying to like loop these guys into playing the man roles. But
Jane Austen movies, they always have two girls and one guy.
Yeah, right.
Pride and Prejudice, it's like all the girls and then Mr. Bennet is on the cover, I think, and it's like, so it's like five young girls, one old lady, and one old guy. You're like, what?
You know what? I think I'll pass on that one.
Yeah. So you guys were all exposed to Wives and Daughters recently.
Yeah, it was okay.
It was okay.
I
feel
it's
like
okay.
That movie's misnamed. Like,
yeah,
should be,
definitely.
But we can't spoil too much. I think someone's writing a movie review on it for our website. So that's going to be coming soon.
See you next week.